So now that I've defined the parent class M point for movable points, I can actually define a child called movable rectangles. And in the declaration of the child class, I say M rectangle extends M point. So that exactly says that M rectangle is a child of the parent class M point. So what that means is that everything that I declare of type M rectangle will also have as instance variable x, y, dx, and dy, and color. You don't have to redeclare them here. You can just assume that they're there. So you can use the instance variables on objects of this type without having to copy the definitions. And that's why it's called inheritance. You inherit all the variables and methods of the parent class. But what makes this a child class is that we can add more methods and instance variables. So we can add the two instance variables, w and h, to stand for width and height. Now we do have to give a constructor for the child class, and we're going to give a constructor in which you give the initial location, x and y, of the upper left-hand corner, and then you give the initial width and height of the object. In order to record the argument under bar x and under bar y and in the class variables x and y, I just call the constructor for endpoint, and it's called super. There's a special keyword super, which means call the constructor for endpoint. Yes? Oh, right. Thank you. So there's a typo. There should not be a return type on this class. You don't have return types on class. So that void should just be crossed out. Sorry. Thank you very much. Yes? You could equally well, in this case, have just said x equals under bar x and y equals under bar y. No, because you can assign directly to the instance variable. Yes. Yes. Of the parent class. Yes. But there are a lot of different ways to do this, and I'm just trying to illustrate some of the different ways. Then in addition, we want to record the arguments under bar w and under bar h into the class instant variables, and that's these assignments. So now we have defined all of the instance variables. If somebody creates something of type rectangle, this constructor will define values for all the instance variables of the class, because all the other instance variables had default values, right? So if you call M rectangle with a value for x and y and w and h, you'll get an object of that type with the default dx and dy of the default color black. Now, we inherit those other methods for set delta and set color, so we don't have to repeat those. If somebody creates an M rectangle, they can use set delta and set color to change the color of the rectangle. Now, actually, we chose not to allow them to change the shape of the rectangle, so we don't have a set W and a set H. We didn't allow them to change the width and the height. So that was our choice. We only have moving objects, not moving transforming objects or something like that. But there could be other applications that would want that. So finally, we also inherit the method move from the parent class, which is going to change the location of the object by updating the instance variables x and y, and then it calls paint. But we're going to give a new paint. So this is an example of overriding a method in the parent class. The parent class had paint, which just drew a dot. This has a paint, which is going to draw a rectangle of the right width and height. Okay? call the paint in the tub. If you create an object of type M rectangle and say to move it, it will call the paint in the child because it's the closest to the child definition. But if you had an object of type N point and you moved it, it would call the paint in the parent N point. No, it always calls for you the paint which is closest to the object that you're calling it on, as far as that parent-child hierarchy. You can call it, you can use the keyword super to refer to methods in the parent, but that's the immediate parent. I think you can pile that up to go on up the hierarchy. I haven't done that, so I'd have to check on that for sure.